Good evening. I always get excited when I come up here to speak or to lead singing, because it's something that I'm not necessarily completely comfortable with, but when I'm up here, I get a new rush of energy, a new urge. There's something inside of me just says, this is exciting, it's a thrill. So when I get up here, I get excited, and then I feel like I start running through everything I want to say. So if I start running along, someone hold their hand up and say, slow down. Justin read for us Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 18. And I want to look at this parable in maybe a different light than what we normally do. We have three men who were each given three different amounts of talents. We have a five-talent man, a two-talent man, and a one-talent man. The five-talent man worked, and he worked, and he worked, and he gained five more talents. The two-talent man took his talents that he was given, and he worked, and he worked, and he gained two more talents. But notice what the one-talent man did. Verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent, I'm sorry, let me jump back over here. Verse 18. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. He worked, didn't he? He worked with that money. But he didn't use it in a way that it was going to make any kind of a difference. There was nothing being done with that talent to increase, to further the kingdom of God. Verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there... Notice that. Look there. He didn't even go back and dig up the talent and bring it back to him. He said, if you want your talent, if you want that money back, go get it yourself. It's in the ground. I'll tell you where it is. Look there. You have what is yours. Tonight, as we're thinking about these three men, these three different talents, I want us to look and think about what this man did. First thing he did is he took and he did something, he dug it in the ground. But when the Lord came back for his money, he made an excuse. He made an excuse. So I want to ask you a couple questions. What excuses are you making for yourself? What excuses are you making to... Maybe you're upset with your weight. What excuses are you making for yourself about your weight? That's me. I know everybody looks at me and says, well, you don't have anything to lose. Well, I'm not happy with the weight I'm at. I want to get down. But what excuses am I making to lose that weight? Well, I get a call from Kevin. Hey, bro, let's go to the gym. Sorry, man, it's already 9 o'clock. I don't want to go work out at 9 o'clock. I don't want... What do I want more? Do I want to lose the weight? Do I want to work out? You know, what do I want more? What excuses are you using to get out of the work that God has asked each one of us to do? Go you, therefore, into all the world and preach the gospel. What excuse are you making to not reach out? You don't have to go across seas to reach out to those around you, to teach to those around you. This building should be packed every single service that we have because of our love and our compassion for one another. And I don't want to keep going too far down that path because Steve and I talked, and that's the path he's going to go down. But what are you doing to further that kingdom. When I was younger, we used to listen to different CDs or different tapes, because we didn't have CDs back then. Different tapes back in the van, going to different places. And one of the songs that we always heard on that tape, my brothers and sisters are smiling, Excuses. Some of you guys may know it. It's by the Kingsmen Quartet. But it says this: excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. The devil will supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep those folks away from church, he offers them excuses. In the summer it's too hot, and in the winter it's too cold. In the springtime when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go. Well, it's up to the mountains or down to the beach or to visit an old friend, or it's just to sit home and kind of relax and hope some kinfolk start dropping in. But the church benches are too hard, and that choir sings way too loud, which we don't have a choir, but we are the choir. Boy, you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a great big crowd? The doctor told you, now you better watch those crowds. They'll set you back. But you go to that old football game because it helps you to relax. A headache Sunday morning, a backache Sunday night. By work time Monday morning, you're feeling quite all right. While one of the children has a cold, pneumonia, do you suppose? The whole family had to stay home just to blow that one poor kid's nose. Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. The devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. Well, the preacher, he's too young, or maybe he's too old. The sermons aren't, they're not hard enough, or maybe they're too bold. He ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Well, one old lady told me the other day, he didn't even shake my hand. Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. The devil will supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep us away from church, he offers us an excuse. I feel like in a lot of ways that song accurately describes some of the things that we hear, some of the reasons maybe we give to one another. What are you doing with your excuses? I was talking about working out there a few minutes ago. So I went online and I typed up excuses for, I just typed an inspirational quote for excuses. Here's just a couple that I'll share with you tonight. Successes and excuses do not talk together. If you want an excuse, forget about your success. But if you want success, don't give yourself an excuse. This one kind of hit me. If it's important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse. You know, if we look back through the Gospels, through the Bible, we see God didn't give us excuses. How many times when we look through the stories of the Bible could we have seen God make up an excuse? You know, the world was terrible, so terrible at one point in time, he said, I can't keep saving these people. He destroyed the entire earth with flood. God didn't make an excuse. He had a plan. And that's what he plans to do with each one of us. He has a plan. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him and is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Jesus didn't let them crucify him. Jesus didn't roll over and say, you know, take me. I mean, he didn't just give up. He knew there was a plan in place for each one of us. He knew that the plan was himself. But he didn't try to make an excuse and say, God, I can't handle that. In fact, when the army came to him, John 18, verse 3 and following, then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? How do you handle your excuses? How do you handle your trials, your tribulations? How do you handle your life when you have something that you need to do? Verse 5, they answered him and said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said to them, I am he. Verse 7, he asked them again, whom are you seeking? Verse 8, end of verse 7, they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 8, I've told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spoke, of those whom you gave me, I have lost none. Then Simon Peter, having his sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, put your sword in the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me? Where do you stand with what you have before you? If you're using your Bible, flip over to John 19, verse 30. Jesus had the opportunity to he asked God at one point in time, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. But he did what he needed to do. He didn't make excuses for you. He didn't make excuses for himself. He did what he was supposed to do. And verse 30, I think this is the most important part, is at the end of this verse. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, and I underline this last five words. He gave up his spirit. What are you doing with your talents? What are we doing with our talents? Each one of us have a mouth. Each one of us have two ears. What are you doing with your talents? We come across people every single day in our lives that aren't sitting here next to us. Maybe they're Baptist, maybe they're Methodist, I don't know. But we have an opportunity to talk to somebody. It's like Chip was saying last Sunday morning. His slogan was, be one, make one. He kind of touched on that too. Be one, make one. You want to be a disciple to make other disciples. What are you doing with your talents? We all have many talents. We all have areas where we need to grow in our talents, that we need to use to lengthen our work, to further the kingdom of God. That's what we're here to do. We're called to be disciples. We're called unto this work, unto this world, because he gave his one and only Son to die on that cross for us. We'll never develop these talents if we keep bringing up an excuse. We'll never work at the things that we need to work at if we keep making excuses. Sarah's been on me for several months since I put a hole in the wall to fix it. I've got excuses. I know I need to fix that hole. Looking at myself, I need to quit making excuses and do it. God never made excuses, as I said before. We all need to work together. Stop making excuses for one another. Stop making excuses for ourselves. Use the talents that God gave you to work and do what God called us to do. That's make disciples. At the end of our lives, we all want to hear what the Lord said to these servants, the five talent and the two talent servant. Matthew 25:21, his Lord said to him, "Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord." That's what we're striving for. That's what we're working for. Now I think it's time for a song leader.